course, you can't really fully prepare for the loss of a loved one, but there are things you can do to minimize the stress and the financial burden associated with the unexpected. It is not a fun topic. It is not an easy topic to be thinking about, but being prepared can provide you with some peace of mind in the present and cut down on your stress in the future. We're going to look at a legacy planning system called FutureFile. Kel Roth is the founder. She joins us now from Chicago, Illinois. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce. How are you?
I'm great. I really believe this is an important topic for us to be thinking about. My parents are in their early 80s. They are both full of vim and vigor, but I go to bed and sleep much better knowing that I have done a lot of prep for when they move to the other side, hopefully 20 or 30 years down the road. You have a great deal of passion for this, and part of it, I understand, comes from your personal experience after the death of your father. Tell us what he had done to prepare.
Yes, you know, it's interesting. You were very fortunate and blessed that your parents, you know, have lived a full life. I did not get so lucky. I actually encountered four passings. I had a boyfriend who was killed in a car accident at age 21, and then my mom was diagnosed with leukemia a year later and passed the day after her 51st birthday, and then my stepmother passed at age 55 from lung cancer. So that's when my father had the foresight to sit my sister and I down and say, hey, if something happens to me, I'm not sure you're going to know what to do. And he used to give us pieces of paper and information and say, you know, go put that in the file. And as you can imagine, as girls in our 20s, we sort of rolled our eyes and said, yeah, okay, Dad, whatever. But lo and behold, 5 years ago, my also vibrant and healthy father was in a freak accident. And we grabbed this file and went to the hospital and had to make an end-of-life decision, which we had his instructions and wishes for. And then he did not make it, and we had to do the things that everybody has to do with the burial, the services and ceremonies that surrounded the passing, and ultimately wrapping up his personal affairs. And by putting this prototype together, he not only saved us that lifetime of burden on, you know, hey, did we make the right decision? Should we have waited another day or whatnot? But he saved us more than 10,000 tangible dollars and literally hundreds of hours in taking care of his personal affairs by having this information. And so it was such a gift that he gave to us that we wanted to give it back to other people to help protect, whether it's their parents when they passed or maybe a spouse who's not so sure what's going on in the household, or children if something were to happen to both parents, to make sure that everybody has that preparation.
Tell us about how this system works. I mean, when I saw it online, it kind of looks like one of those accordion files, right? What's in it? What do you have to do to make sure that it's fully utilized?
Yes, so we tried to make it as simple as possible using a lot of our experience in customer service with some of our clients. And we have an instruction manual that walks you step by step through everything that you would need if there was a medical emergency. So it could be an aging issue like Alzheimer's or dementia, or an accident like my father was in. And then through, if somebody passes away, those things that you need to cover immediately, and then the personal affairs. And as you walk through this instructions manual, it actually has you file information in that filing folder that we give you, and it also has you fill out information in the workbook that we give you, and then you put the workbook into the filing folder, and at the end you have one comprehensive location where your loved ones will know everything that they need, whether it's your medical history, whether it's your doctors, what your wishes are for when you pass, where all of your accounts are, maybe a spare key to your house if something happens in an accident and they need to take care of a pet or get in for some other reason. Now something that's big these days is cryptocurrency. So that
right.
You see your cryptocurrency and your online accounts, literally that they need is in one place, and it gives them a roadmap that walks them through it to make it easier for them.
How long do you tell people this process is going to take? Because I can imagine that's a hurdle for people. Like even once the manual arrives, they think, ugh, when am I ever going to go around to this? Is it 10 hours? Is it 30 hours?
So we did very extensive beta testing because we wanted to know how people would use it. And the majority of our beta testers told us they filled out around 80% of it, that was enough that they felt like got them to the place where they felt like they were well covered, and that it took them 4 to 6 hours. So not as bad as one might think. Obviously, it depends on how prepared you are. You know, if you don't have a will or powers of attorney, it tells you to go to a lawyer and get those taken care of and filed. So there may be a few ancillary activities. But to get all the information together really doesn't take you as long as you think. And by us guiding you through that personal story and breaking it up into these three sections, it makes it a little bit more approachable.
You said in the case of your father, his preparation saved you $10,000. How did you come up with that number?
So interestingly, we found out that end-of-life costs are the third most expensive cost a family incurs in a lifetime, between a house and a car. And what he had done is he went through a pre-planning process, which we have included a similar budget in future file. And he said, listen, I don't need the Cadillac of caskets. I don't want flowers at the funeral. I actually don't want two separate services. I just want graveside. I don't want you to do this afterwards. And when we went through the things that we would have purchased had we been left to our own devices, and what he actually told us, the differential was more than $10,000.
Wow.
The amount that we did spend, shockingly, was another five figures. It was over $16,000, and we show you that and where it came from. And he had also put life insurance in place, so that helped cover the cost so it didn't come out of his estate. And his estate wasn't large. He was a union electrician. It was a small estate, but it was meaningful to my younger sister, who was living with him at the time, and we had to use that money to cover those costs. She wouldn't have been left.
How do you think about security? I mean, it would seem like there's a real risk that in the wrong hands, the future file could be not the kind of thing you want to let go out of your sight.
Yeah, so that's one of the reasons why we have two versions. The hard copy version is the one we're currently selling, and we have a software version that is coming in the next couple of months. But it's one of the reasons people actually prefer the hard copy version. We've seen so many issues with people using data online. We've seen it with Facebook. We've seen Equifax being hacked. We've seen in the US the SEC being hacked. So having the paper copy actually gives you more control over who has access to it. And what we tell people is to keep it in a place, you know, like a safe or a lockbox, but to make sure then you've given your loved ones the information on how to access that. So if it's in your house, make sure they have the key to your house or the alarm code and the key to the safe so that they have access to it. If you have a trusted loved one, then you can just give it to them for safekeeping. But obviously every family has different dynamics, and we talk about that in great detail so that you can make the best decision based on your own loved ones and personal dynamics.
Carol, it's a really important topic. I love your new take on it, and thank you for joining us to tell us about it.
Thanks so much, Bruce.
Carol Roth is the founder of Future File.